Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. I'm an entrepreneur on my second business, a mentor, an author, wife to a fellow entrepreneur, and mother to a magical little girl. On my podcast, I explore topics that fascinate me that will help you unlock ideas to rise even higher in your life. Myself and my special guests will be talking entrepreneurship and how to build better businesses, organization and figuring out how to get more shit done quicker and smarter, staying in touch with our soul, and how to blend business babies with real babies. Let's jump in to this week's episode. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Lorraine Murphy Show. I am feeling unusually chilled recording this episode. I am on day two of my book writing retreat for one in Byron Bay, and I'm just having the best time. Obviously here writing lots for the book, the new book which is coming out in Jan next year, but also just time to myself, which has been such an incredible luxury. So as well as writing over 6,000 words today, I've also done a yoga session here on my Airbnb. I've done two meditation sessions. I've walked for an hour and a half. I've had some beautiful food, drank some gorgeous cacao. It's just been magical. So yes, I'm feeling very, very zen as I record this episode for you. So I thought that this week it would be cool to do a little update on how my reconnection tour is going. A little, I guess, behind the scenes peek at what's coming up for the women who are attending. And also, yeah, share probably, yeah, about five, I might think of more as I'm recording this, but five key themes that I'm really seeing coming up in the groups that I've been working with as part of the tour. And also to give you a little taste of what the tour has been like. So first of all, I wanted to say that I've got three more dates left. So as you're listening to this, I'll still have Adelaide, Melbourne and Sydney to go. So I'll be in Adelaide on Wednesday, the 5th of May, Melbourne on Thursday, 6th of May, Sydney on Thursday, 13th of May, and very exciting, myself and the team today just decided to also add a virtual event to the tour. So I'm very conscious that my audience sits beyond the five cities that I'm hosting these events in, and I would hate for anyone to miss out on the really invaluable, I believe, information that I'm sharing as part of this tour. So I have decided, it wasn't the plan initially, to do a virtual version of the tour as well. So that means that obviously I'm not going to be able to give you beautiful bubbles and kombucha and food. However, I will be able to share with you the workshop that I've been taking, that I'm taking the groups through as part of this tour. And we're also adding in the chance to win. It's a bit tricky to do gift bags for a virtual event, but we are going to add in an opportunity to win one of five gift bags. They're valued at over $220, which is amazing. They've also got a pack of my brand new affirmation cards in there. And that will be, yes, there'll be a chance to win one of five gift bags. And also virtual event attendees will also be welcome to join my follow-up group mentoring session after the tour is completed. And they'll also receive the audio hypnosis track from the clinical hypnotherapist that I worked with last year, the amazing, amazing, amazing Rachel Crether. So that has just been added. It's happening on Saturday, the 15th of May in the afternoon. If you want info on that or any of the other tour dates, just jump to the link on my website. So it's lorrainemurphy.com.au and you'll find a link there, or you can find it through my Instagram profile as well. So the tour, so far as I'm recording this, I've had the Canberra date, and it's been funny doing an in-person tour again because I haven't done this for like, oh my God, I think it's over 18 months now. But I forget, because I've done so many virtual events over the last 18 months or so since, you know, COVID hit. It's been, I guess the groups are more homogenized. So because there's people from all over Australia and all over the world who are attending, which is pretty cool. So I forgot that sense of when you go to a city that there's like a certain, I don't want to say vibe, but there's just a certain flavor that the groups have. So I'd forgotten that. So I do find a Canberra crowd initially quite reserved. And then when they warm up, they really warm up, which is definitely what I saw in Canberra last week when I kicked off the tour down there. So our venue was absolutely beautiful. If you're in Canberra or you're looking at doing events in Canberra, you have got to check out Social Club in Canberra. It was incredible. I just said to the team there, I just want to pick this up and bring it to Sydney because it's just such a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant white space to work within for events. So, and yeah, we had beautiful food. We had grazing, beautiful grazing platters, which just looked like works of art. I had to go and tell people to start eating because they didn't want to touch it because it was so beautiful. And yeah, it's always a tricky one, you know, when you're kicking off a new event series and you've got new content that you're sharing. There's new timings to think about. You're hoping that the content lands for people and they find it helpful and so on. And so, yeah, I was actually quite nervous kicking off the tour and getting stuck in, but I'm delighted to report that it went perfectly. I honestly could not have changed. I wouldn't have changed one single thing about the event in Canberra, which is pretty cool. And I do have a sense. I mean, obviously, I'm having conversations with women every day as part of my business, whether it's through Instagram or my mastermind or my LM Love Club. And I do have a sense of what the pain points are for women, which is exactly why I designed the content for the Reconnection Tour, all around helping women to access that feminine energy more in order to create more abundance, more peace of mind, more sex for sure, and just more a sense of just being in tune with themselves. So I knew that this feminine energy piece was a really important piece for women. And it was just, yeah, just very validating to go to Canberra last week and actually see that play out in real life and to witness that firsthand with a real life group, which was so cool. So I thought what would be really fun and also interesting and hopefully helpful for you listening is to talk through the five biggest themes that I saw in that Canberra group, which I'm fully expecting to see in Brisbane when I go there in a couple of days' time, and obviously then in Adelaide, in Melbourne, Sydney, and also the virtual event when I host that in a couple of weeks' time. So the five themes that I saw on the evening are, and of course, I'm not going to name names in this, so if you're in Canberra, don't worry, I'm not about to air all your dirty laundry on my podcast. The first thing that I saw from the group is that women are really tired. So as part of the opening part of the event, what I talk about is the 10 signs, the 10 classic characteristics of female stress symptoms. So this is based on the incredible John Gray's work. And I listed off those 10 stress symptoms, and stress symptom number 3 is exhaustion. And I really found that of the group, and we had 20 in the group that night, the exhaustion one was definitely one that resonated the most with people. And that's, you know, due to a number of different reasons, but I do think a huge part of it is just women being stuck in that masculine energy too much and almost not getting the chance to replenish their energy by being more in their feminine energy. And I also must share that when I shared those 10 stress symptoms, that there were at least 4 women around the table who ticked all 10 of them, that they're experiencing them right now. So that is obviously concerning, and that is the last thing that I want for any woman in my community. However, the great thing, and as I reassured those women, because I think they looked quite panicked when they had that realization about themselves and where they were at in their lives, that we're here to do something about it. And that was the whole purpose of the evening, was to actually step these women through a plan of action and also to educate them on the reasons that they might be experiencing this feeling of being stuck in their masculine energy, and also just some really simple, accessible steps for how they can start to transition out of that masculine go, go, go energy and into more of a feminine space. So definitely the first theme that I saw in the group was that women were really tired. And I heard things like, I just want to tap out, that, you know, just quite, not extreme, but quite intense exhaustion was experienced around the table. And, you know, I'm talking about women in their 50s who are maybe their grandmothers, right back to women in their late 20s. So I thought that was a really interesting and also, of course, concerning theme that I saw in the group. The second one that I saw was that the women just didn't really know where to start getting back in balance. So even when I asked them at the beginning what does success look like, quite a few women actually struggled to answer that question and to almost put the language on it. So they got as far as saying, I just feel like I'm not quite right. I feel like I'm not good. But it was difficult for them to articulate it further than that and to put more, I guess, detailed language around it. So just that sense of just discontent, things aren't right. I'm not where I could be or I should be. And I'm not happy with that. And that was a major reason that a lot of the women actually came along to the event, was just that, I guess, that intuitive sense that things weren't quite right. Their energy wasn't quite right. Their mindset, their mood wasn't quite right. And they wanted to do something about it. So, and that's what I absolutely love about the women in my community, that they grip shit up. If things aren't right, then they get out there and they change it and they make it happen. So I think that was another really big theme that I saw as well. And also that sense of, like, I just don't know where to start getting back in balance. Like, it's almost like it's been so long that I've felt like this, or it's so long since I felt like the best, inverted commas, version of myself, that I just don't really know how to get back to that place of being energized, of being motivated, and of feeling on it, and yeah, just contented, just generally just contented day to day. So yeah, that sense of not feeling right and not knowing where to start, that was a really big theme from the group as well. And of course, as I said before, I'm less concerned about the women who come to my events, because I know that I can help them at those events. I'm more concerned about the women who are feeling this sense of just like meh-ness day to day and don't know where to start and don't know how to get themselves out of that, because they're obviously the women that I can't help. It's almost like when I hosted my retreat to Noosa in February, and I was saying, when I did it, I did a bit of a debrief episode. If you haven't listened to it, have a listen. It's quite a good one, in terms of, I shared lots of little nuggets that we shared with our group there, myself and Claire, who was our spiritual guru on that one. And I was saying that a lot of women had said to me, look, I was really ooing and aahing about coming. I didn't know if this was going to be for me. And just that sense of, on the last day, and actually throughout the whole retreat, just saying to me, I'm so glad I came. Like, I am so, so glad I came, which was so wonderful to hear. But I couldn't help but wonder about the women who didn't come. You know, who are the women that were this close to booking and didn't for whatever reason, and that they, you know, missed out on that experience and that chance to have that deep healing and so on. So kind of had a similar sense as well, that even though some women at the table were sharing that they weren't necessarily in a very good place at all, that I was just grateful that they were there and that I could help them and make a difference with the situation that they found themselves in. Another theme that I saw from the group as well is just being very hard on themselves. And I know I shouldn't be surprised at this, because I know that I am potentially the worst culprit of this being hard on myself, but it was quite hard to hear it from another woman. And other women. So just that sense of, like, I should be doing better. Why haven't I getting where I want to get in life? What's the problem? Why? Yeah. Almost like this sense of, I'm falling short, and self-flagellating themselves for falling short in that sense. So this wasn't every woman at the event by any stretch of the imagination, but there was quite a few women who did express sentiments in one way or another that, like, I'm just frustrated with myself. I should be doing better. I could be doing better. What's wrong with me? One woman even, and I was very, very firm with her on this later on at the end of the evening, but she said, you know, I'm not good, and I'm breaking my children. And I thought that was like, whoa, when she said that, it's just like, I felt like the air just was sucked out of my lungs, because I knew that that could not possibly be the case. And her and I had a chat at the end of the night as well, and I hope I could reassure her on that front as well. But yeah, just says the sense of women being very hard on themselves. And I have to say, I do think that self-flagellating, berating ourselves as women, it does come from us being in that masculine energy, you know, that I should be here, I could be doing this, that hustling, that, like, the hustle just isn't quite enough. And then we get even more frustrated with ourselves, and it turns into this, like, negative feedback loop on ourselves. So I did really see that in the group, and I do, it's not just isolated to this Canberra group. I know that I see that in my love club. I see it on the monthly events that I host, the virtual events. You know, this is something that I do see a lot in my audience, and of course with my one-on-one mentees. And of course, I see it in my own behavior as well, my own mindset sometimes. So yeah, just that sense of being really hard on themselves. I thought that was, of course, hard to hear. And I just wanted to, yeah, just hug any woman who expressed a sentiment like that. I just wanted to rush up and give her a big hug and say, well, you are doing a great job. You're doing the very best that you can with what you've got on right now. And really, that annihilating ourselves just really doesn't serve any purpose. And I guess I should probably say this to myself at times as well, turn my own advice on myself. And another, the other two themes that I've identified, they're actually quite similar. So what I explained to the group is that when we women are stuck in our masculine energy, what can happen is either one of two things. The fact that we're in our masculine energy pushes in order, and because otherwise they can't connect with us, sometimes our male partners, I mean romantic partners, will move into their feminine energy in order to connect with us. And when a man moves into his feminine energy, it makes it even more difficult for us to, it's almost like it forces us even more into our masculine energy. So it creates what's called polarity, but not good polarity, if that makes sense, because we're feeling stuck in our masculine energy, our partners are stuck in their feminine energy, and it's really difficult for us to connect, because obviously the more inverted commas natural balance is that we're in our feminine energy, the man's in his masculine energy, and that's what creates that beautiful polarity and connection in relationships. So quite a few women expressed this on the evening, that sense of they're finding it increasingly difficult to connect with their male partners, and they don't know why. And when we explored it together, it was clear that it was just that polarity was all wrong. And what happens then is when we get stuck in that masculine energy, it's very hard for us to connect emotionally. It's very hard for us to connect physically. It's very hard for us to connect intimately with our male partners, because we need to feel safe. We need to feel that structure around us. And when we're trying to make ourselves feel safe and create that structure around ourselves, it makes it almost impossible for us to actually have a true connection with our partners. And I know I experienced this myself just last week when I had, ironically, given that the tour was kicking off, but I guess this is the journey that I can tell now when I am in my masculine energy. I was very aware last week that I spent a lot of it in my masculine energy, if not most of it, if not all of it. Because I had my love club doors closing on Monday night. I then had my awesome session, my monthly session, my love club on Tuesday night. I worked late Wednesday night getting ready for the tour. And then Thursday, and I was getting everything organized for Lexi because she had a nanny staying with her overnight because Wade was also away all week. And then dropped Lexi to school at 8:30 in the morning, got straight on the road to Canberra, did my Canberra event that evening, and was on the road back again at 7:30 the next morning. Hosted a session with my mastermind. And yeah, it was a big, big, big week. And I knew going through the week that I was very much in my masculine energy. And I tried, I practiced some of my own toolkit around and trying to transition more into my feminine energy. But the fact is, just last week, there was a shitload to do. And I needed to hustle to get it done. So I created pockets or windows of that feminine energy time. But I probably needed like double of that to actually get myself in balance last week. And Wade came back on late Friday night. So we saw each other Saturday morning, and it just everything felt off with us on Saturday because I was so in my masculine energy, and he was really, really struggling to connect with me. And as it happened, what ended up happening was I just had a total emotional meltdown for about 60 minutes. And he was amazing and held space for that and was really loving and strong and awesome. And that actually shifted me back into my feminine energy. So women were speaking about this in the group at the first stop of the tour. And I was living it myself as they were talking through it. So I think the key thing is to, of course, identify when we are at that point where we're finding it difficult to connect with our partners, and identifying, well, is that because we are jammed in that masculine energy? And also knowing the tools to help us transition out and get into that feminine energy more, which enables us to connect with our partners more. So that was another one. And then the thing that was related to that, then the fifth theme that I saw in the group in Canberra, was that women really want to have more sex. It came up over and over and over again. And I shared very honestly, I probably went even further than I had shared in the episode that I recorded. I shared on stepping into my sexuality. But women really do want sex, but they just don't feel like it. And again, that very much comes from being stuck in our masculine energy. So when we are in those days or weeks or months or even years where the masculine energy is just is coursing through our veins almost, or it's coursing through our energy system, we just don't feel like having sex. It affects our libido, it affects, well, libido, sex drive, done the same thing, but it affects either or both in a massive way, because again, we're not giving ourselves permission to ease into that softness, to be receptive, whether it's, you know, to be receptive to attention from our partner, or to be receptive to pleasure, or receptive to creating the space to actually having sex and enjoying sex and all the pleasure and fun that that brings with it. And that's really frightening for women. I mean, there was a couple of women at the group in the group last week who, realizing that about themselves and where they were at, that was a tough moment for them, because it's not where they wanted to be. They wanted to be enjoying, as my friend Melissa Ambrosini would say, they wanted to be open wide, they wanted their hearts to be open and to be receptive to connecting with their partners intimately. But they had just been running this program, I guess, for weeks, months, even years, that was preventing them from doing that. So it was really fun. Obviously, I've talked about sex on the podcast, I've touched on it a little bit in my love club and so on, but it was just a whole nother level talking about sex in a group situation in person with women. It was incredibly bonding. And as I said, I do find Canberra groups can be initially quite reserved and quite quiet, to the point that I'm like, is this resonating? Are people getting, like, are they getting this? Are they enjoying it? Are they liking it? And it was fascinating. Once we started talking about sex, it was like, it was just the most awesome icebreaker with the group. And really, really bonding and really, really, really connecting, which is exactly what I wanted to create with this tour, that beautiful bonding experience for women with each other. And, you know, the funny thing is with events like this is just how much women are happy to share. And it just takes one person to share their experience. And I guess for me that evening, it was me sharing. And it gives other women permission to share their experience as well. So it just builds and builds and builds and builds. And I know quite a few women had said to me that they were nervous about coming on their own. And they messaged me afterwards and just said, look, I'm so glad I came. I didn't feel at all uncomfortable. And yeah, I'd like to think that at these tours that people will make some new connections and hopefully even make some new friends, which would be really, really, really special. So I just wanted to share a little snippet of, yeah, the themes that I do see coming through. Most recently in, of course, these reconnection tour events, but also that I see coming through in my community as well. And a big reason that I wanted to share this, I think this is quite a mini episode for me, given the normally long episodes that I record. But the reason I wanted to share this was just to validate that if you're experiencing any of these five things that I've shared on this episode, like it's you're normal, okay? Even I don't believe there's anything. There's nothing, no such thing as normal, but what you're experiencing now, it's validated. Yeah, I hear you and you're seen and you are not alone, I guess is what I'm trying to say in a very eloquent way. And yeah, if you are in a position to come along to one of these events, if you're in Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, or of course, if you want to tune in virtually and join me for my virtual reconnection tour date, I would love to see you there, because I really hate the idea of any woman suffering in silence with any of these challenges that I've talked about on this episode. So you can still get tickets for the tour. As I said, the virtual event has been added. It's happening on Saturday, the 18th of May. And you pretty much get everything that I'm creating for the in-person events without the venue and the drinks and the food. So we do have the chance to win 5 gift bags. They're valued at $220. They're packed full of my favorite IKU products, which are all hand-picked, hand-selected by Naomi, who's the founder of IKU. And it was amazing, actually, when I was sharing the content and going through the workshop with the group in Canberra, just how relevant each of the products were. Like, they just saw, it was just amazing. It was like they organically just wove into the content and the different recommendations and tips and advice that I was sharing with the group. And just a reminder that these events are not just about, hey, come to a nice event, have some champagne and go home again. I am seriously talking about long-term sustainable transformation as part of these events. So as part of that, obviously, we have the initial workshop. There's also the IKU products and my affirmation cards to go and continue the practices at home. And then also there's the group mentoring session with me at the end of the tour. And that's a real chance to help you stay on track, to answer, for me to answer any questions that you might have. And also you get the hypnosis track from Rachel Crether as well. And yeah, pretty much you listen to that every day for 30 days and you're going to completely rewire your brain on this whole ability to transition more into your feminine energy and to occupy that space of your feminine energy more and more and more. So I think this is a bit of a different episode, but I just thought it would be interesting for you to, yeah, hear what the themes were of the first event. And I'm fully expecting, as I said, for those themes to continue to come through in the remaining tour dates as well. So would love to see you there if you can make it. Would love to see you there. If you've got any questions about the tour, of course, just hit me up on Instagram. And I will look forward to talking to you again in next week's episode. Thank you for being part of this week's episode. It was remarkable to have you. I am always keen to hear your thoughts, questions, ideas, and suggestions for future topics for the podcast. So please get in touch on Instagram. My handle is @LorraineRemarks and through my website, lorrainemurphy.com.au. If you're enjoying what I'm putting out here, please do rate, review, or subscribe to the podcast so more people can find out about it and we can build this special community. Or even better, do all three. Chat to you next week.